Here's a few thoughts on the audio that you just listened to. And what that was, guys, that was a real deliverance. That wasn't somebody joking around or goofing off. That was real, okay? And I've heard a lot of these over the years. That was probably the most extreme one that I've ever heard. And in this particular case, the spirits that were inside that girl took over her vocal cords. And they were speaking through her, and there's a lot of things that the girl said that completely line up with what's written in the Bible. And I'll go over that in a few minutes, but just to kind of explain what was going on there for people that don't understand. So down here on the earth, when people commit sin, they let these evil spirits into their flesh. And what it's called is giving these things legal grounds. All right, and it's one of the spiritual laws. Now, if you don't believe that, just do your research. Go into Google and type in giving spirits legal grounds, okay? And there's hundreds of articles and videos on it, so it's totally real. And then you heard the girl just nonstop weeping and sobbing and wailing and screaming. There's a verse in the Bible, Matthew 8:12, where it says, "They shall be cast into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." And that's exactly what you heard there with that girl, just sobbing and wailing nonstop. Now, there's a few different ways that these things get into people when they commit different sins. And some sins are worse than others, okay? For example, some of the worst things people do is they get involved with witchcraft. They use these healing crystals. They mess around with Ouija boards. They consult psychics, or sometimes you'll hear about people that try to communicate with dead relatives. That's called necromancy, which is a very bad thing to do. And then also most drugs they get in, which is called sorcery. You hear people trying to get involved with these out-of-body experiences, which is called astral projecting. Or you'll hear about people trying to open up their third eye, which is like open up the floodgates for these things to get in. That's one of the worst things you can do, okay? So they mess around with all these different things, and once they get in there, they don't want to leave, okay? They want to stay. But if a real man of God comes along, he does what's called a deliverance. And again, this is also written in the Bible. Jesus talks about it in Matthew, where it says, "They shall cast out devils in my name." And that's exactly what you're hearing with this pastor here, trying to get these things out of this 16-year-old girl. Okay? Now, they don't want to leave, but they don't have a choice. God has all authority down here and in the spiritual world. And then you hear the girl saying what happens when they get cast out. She's going to get tortured. Okay? So when they get cast out, they have to go down in what's called the pit. And again, this is all in the Bible. And they get tortured. And you hear the girl saying all these different things. And then you hear the girl saying, "Why did I believe him? Why did I listen to him? Why did I let him convince me?" And she's talking about Lucifer. Okay? So when Satan was in heaven, he was the worship leader for all the angels up in heaven. He led the angels in worshiping and praising God. So the same way down here when people are in church and there's always somebody at the front of the stage and they're leading the congregation in singing and praising God, that's the same thing that Lucifer did in heaven. And the name Lucifer means light bearer or bringer of light. Okay? And you heard the girl saying, "We were so beautiful. Now I'm so ugly, I can't even look at myself." So God made Lucifer the most beautiful, wise angel. Okay, he created him that way because he was leading all the angels in praising and worshiping God. So he just made him this beautiful angel that was covered with every precious stone. So it talks about all this in Ezekiel, and I'll just read it real quick. "You were the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Every precious stone was your covering: the topaz, the diamond, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, the turquoise, and emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created." So it's telling you right there, God created him this way. And he also had instruments built into him. Now, I'm not going to go into all this right now. I'll put a video at the bottom of this page, and if you get a chance, watch it. It's a fascinating story that Robert Morse tells about Lucifer getting thrown out of heaven. And I'll put some verses at the bottom of the page that talk about that. So because he was so beautiful and so wise, he wanted to be just like God, all right? And he tried to convince a third of the angels to follow him. And he was trying to take God's glory and direct it toward himself. And again, this is all in the Bible. And because of that, he was cast out of heaven along with the third of those angels. And that's what you're hearing speak out of this girl right here, okay? And then you hear the girl saying, "We were so beautiful, but now we look so ugly. I can't even stand to look at myself." So when God threw them out, he took away their beauty and he made them ugly, all right? And there's a verse in the Bible that talks about that. It says, God cast them out as profane. And then I thought it was interesting how she was saying, "I didn't know what pain was. I never heard that word before. I didn't even know what it was." So up in heaven, pain doesn't exist. Depression doesn't exist. Anxiety, grief, hatred, sorrow, loneliness. None of that exists up in heaven. And I just thought it was interesting how that girl didn't even know what that word was. Okay, never experienced it before. You hear her saying, "Why can't I go back? I just wish I could go back." But she can't, guys. It's too late. She's there for eternity. When you have time, click on some of the other links on the website. There's one called 23 Minutes in Hell. And there's a few other testimonies of people who had visions of hell. And they all see different things. But one thing in common that all of them have, they all see millions of people screaming. Just imagine being a trapped soul. There's an analogy that I like to use. There was a book that came out in 1939. It was called Johnny Got His Gun. And then it came out in the movies in like 1971, I think. And then Metallica did a song on it. It was called One. But what the story's about, it's about a Canadian soldier who stepped on a landmine. And it blew him up to the point where he was totally paralyzed. And he lost all five of his senses. He couldn't see, hear, taste, touch, or smell. And basically all he was a trapped soul in a worthless body, okay? And in the movie, he can still remember things. You know, he's remembering back to when he was a little kid, when he had his girlfriend, when his mom used to cook food in the kitchen. So even though all five of his senses were gone, he could still remember things. And they also talk about in the movie where he has all these constant nightmares. Okay, so what that is, guys, that's a trapped soul. All right, and it has nothing to do with his flesh because his flesh was worthless. So his thoughts, his memories, his emotions, his feelings, his will, his determination, all of that is your spirit and your soul. It has nothing to do with your flesh. So just to explain the difference real quick, so your spiritual body and your physical body are both going through time and space at the same time, okay? Your physical body has a brain, your spiritual body has a mind. Your physical body has a heart, your spiritual body has a soul. Your physical body deals with seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and smelling. Okay, that all has to do with the flesh. Your spiritual body has to do with your conscience, your thoughts, your emotions, your willpower, your motivations, your feelings, and your memory. Okay, obviously those things that I just mentioned have nothing to do with your flesh. That's all part of your spiritual body. So in this movie, the guy's physical body was pretty much worthless. It was dead. He just had his heart was beating. That was about it. So all he had left was his spiritual body, which is all the things that I just mentioned, his memories, his thoughts, his emotions, and his feelings. So when your time comes and your flesh no longer functions, it drops off, okay? And your spirit and your soul have to go somewhere. And they go one of two places, depending on how you lived your life down here, all right? And you're hearing this girl that's getting this deliverance, you hear the things that she's saying. You know, why, wailing and screaming and sobbing and crying. And that goes on forever. What she's dealing with there is eternal. It never stops. And the same thing's going to happen to people on this earth if they reject God and they reject Jesus and they live in sin, in willful sin. Okay? There's no gray area with this, guys. You're either with God or you reject Him. Check out some of the other videos and the audios on the website here. There's a lot of really good, valuable information. Okay? There's nothing more important than this. And you hear all these people today say, well, I don't believe in all that. You know, I don't believe in God. Okay, so that's like someone commits a murder and they're standing in a courtroom getting ready to get sentenced by the judge. And the judge is getting ready to lay down his sentence and they say, well, I don't believe in you, judge. I don't believe that you exist. Okay? It doesn't matter if they believe in him or not. They're still going to jail for the crime that they committed. Okay? Or you'll hear people say, well, I don't believe in hell. I don't believe that hell exists. So again, that's like somebody in a courtroom and they just got convicted of murdering somebody and they're getting the death sentence by the electric chair. And they say, well, I don't believe in the electric chair, judge. Okay. It doesn't matter what they believe in. Okay. It doesn't change reality. They're still going to leave this world in that electric chair. So don't be fooled by all this new age nonsense and all this garbage people talking about. Well, I believe that I was reincarnated and I used to be a mermaid or whatever crazy stuff you hear people talking about. Okay? Everything that you're seeing, all this madness that you're seeing today is end time scenarios. It's end time stuff that you're seeing. And everything that's written in that Bible is going to come true and it's going to play itself out. Okay? And thanks a lot for listening, guys, as always, and God bless.